The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 18. A question put forth by Dr. Faustus to his spirit concerning astronomy. Now, Faustus, falling to practice and making his prognostications, he was doubtful in many points. Wherefore he called unto him Mephistopheles, his spirit, saying, I find the ground of this science very difficult to attain unto. For when that I confer astronomia and astrologia, as the mathematicians and ancient writers have left in memory, I find them to vary, and very much to disagree. Wherefore I pray thee to teach me the truth in this matter. To whom his spirit answered, Faustus, thou shalt know that the practitioners or speculators, or at least the first inventors of these arts, have done nothing of themselves certain, whereupon thou mayest attain to the true prognosticating or presaging of things concerning the heavens, or of the influence of the planets. For if by chance some one mathematician or astronomer hath left behind him anything worthy of memory, they have so blinded it with enigmatical words, blind characters, and such obscure figures, that it is impossible for an earthly man to attain to the knowledge thereof without the aid of some spirit, or else the special gift of God. For such are the hidden works of God from men, yet do we spirits that die and flit in all elements know such, and there is nothing to be done, or by the heavens pretended, but we know it, except only the day of doom. Wherefore, Faustus, learn of me. I will teach thee the course and recourse of Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, Sol, Mercury, and Luna, the cause of winter and summer, the exaltation and declination of the sun and eclipse of the moon, the distance and height of the poles and every fixed star, the nature and operation of the elements, fire, air, water, and earth, and all that is contained in them. Yea, herein there is nothing hidden from me, but only the filthy essence which once thou hadst, Faustus, at liberty. But now, Faustus, thou hast lost it past recovery. Wherefore, leaving that which will not be again had, learn now of me to make thunder, lightning, hail, snow, and rain, the clouds to rent, the earth and craggy rocks to shake and split in sunder, the seas to swell and roar and overrun their marks. Knowest not thou that the deeper the sun shines, the hotter he pierces? So the more thy art is famous whilst thou art here, the greater shall be thy name when thou art gone. Knowest not thou that the earth is frozen, cold, and dry, the water running cold and moist, the air flying hot and moist, the fire consuming hot and dry? Yea, Faustus, so must thy heart be inflamed like the fire to mount on high. Learn, Faustus, to fly like myself, as swift as thought, from one kingdom to another, to sit at princes' tables, to eat their daintiest fare, to have thy pleasure of their ladies, wives, and concubines, to use all their jewels and costly robes as things belonging unto thee and not unto them. Learn of me, Faustus, to run through walls, doors, and gates of stone and iron, to creep into the earth like a worm, to swim in the water like a fish, to fly in the air like a bird, and to live and nourish thyself in the fire like a salamander. So shalt thou be famous, renowned, far spoken of, and extolled for thy skill, going on knives, not hurting thy feet, carrying fire in thy bosom and not burning thy shirt, seeing through the heavens as through a crystal wherein is placed the planets, with all the rest of the presaging comets, the whole circle of the world from the east to the west, north and south. There shalt thou know, Faustus, Wherefore the fiery sphere above and the signs of the zodiac doth not burn and consume the whole face of the earth, being hindered by placing the two moist elements between them, the airy clouds and the wavering wanes of water. Yea, Faustus, I will learn thee the secrets of nature. What the cause is that the sun in summer, being at the highest, giveth all his heat downwards on the earth, and being in winter at the lowest, giveth all his heat upward into the heavens, that the snow should be of so great virtue as the honey, and the Lady Saturnia in occulto be more hotter than the sun in manifesto. Come on, my Faustus, I will make thee as perfect in these things as myself. I will learn thee to go invisible, to find out the mines of gold and silver, the fodines of precious stones as the carbuncle, the diamond, sapphire, emerald, ruby, topaz, jacinth, granite, lapis, amethyst. Use all these at thy pleasure, take thy heart's desire. Thy time, Faustus, weareth away. Then why wilt thou not take thy pleasure of the world? Come up. We will go into kings at their own courts, and at their most sumptuous banquets be their guests. If willingly they invite us not, then perforce we will serve our own turn with their best meat and daintiest wine.
Agreed, quoth Faustus.
But let me pause a while upon this thou hast even now declared unto me.
You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.